Let's go to business now with our business editor, Giles Bickford. Good morning, Giles.
Morning, Karen.
All right, how's the dust settling on this report, Commerce Commission report into the fuel companies? Are we going to see some action?
We have just started, haven't we? As we remember, the initial report on the industry finds changes at the wholesale end of the market are needed. They're dominated by the big three. Unlock that one, apparently, and it'll help to flow through the system and bring down prices and improve competition. Right now, the big companies control much of the fuel supply from import through to forecourt, and sometimes they have restrictive, but should we say comfortable, supply arrangements with resellers. Well, the Commerce Commission wants to see those resellers able to shop around for a better deal. Auckland competition lawyer Andy Glennie says new tools or legislation are likely to be needed to fix that unless the industry comes up with some ideas of its own.
The competition statute in New Zealand, the Commerce Act, isn't really designed to deal with the kinds of problems that they've seen developing at the wholesale level. They consider that they might need to look down some new avenues to see what solutions might be available using tools. For instance, a new idea called terminal gate pricing from Australia.
And more from Andy Glennie a little later in the program.
Well, staying with consumers, this is interesting. Mercury wants to keep those prompt payment discounts, but what the authorities want to get rid of them.
They do indeed. They're seen as being really just another imposition on those who are at the bottom end of the socioeconomic scale, some regarded as a tax on the poor. The power retailer generator Mercury says it wants to keep the discount offer that's facing regulatory threat. The discount works as a sort of late payment imposition, gives a discount to those who pay their power bill on time, doesn't apply to those who don't. Well, the electricity price review favours getting rid of the discounts, having reasonable late payment fees instead. Well, consumer advocates have long been against them, saying they hurt low-income people, described as a wolf in sheep's clothing by one group. Some power companies have already removed the discount. Mercury's chief executive, Fraser Winray, is adamant about keeping it.
We think it's important that customers that can pay on time receive the benefit for doing so, and it is a huge cost to the business having to manage customers that don't.
And more from Fraser Winray on power issues and Mercury around 10 to 7.
Very good. Now, the markets, I see Wall Street's off a bit today.
Yeah, no particular reason. It's just, you know, after 3 days of solid rises, it's just having a bit of a breather, really. Dow Jones Industrial Average currently down about 100 points. That's a third of a percent. The other indices, much the same. Our own top 50 index had a solid session, up 101 points, just under 1%. 10,804 is where it starts. Port of Napier had a happy debut, up 13% on the issue price, closing at $3 a share. And on the currency market, the New Zealand dollar, 64.2 US cents, 94.7 Australian.